It is second down and 9. Foles under center this time. Slot to the near side. Foles fakes. He's back. He's looking. He is floating it to Riley Cooper. Inside the 10. In for a touchdown. Riley Cooper, as there was a breakdown in the Packers' secondary, and Cooper hauled in a 32-yard touchdown.
Joining me as he does every week, head coach Chip Kelly. Chip, let's look at, we could take the entire game and break every play down, but let's just take 4 or 5 plays here, and let's kind of examine just the ins and outs of it here, because this is a touchdown throw to Riley Cooper, and we've seen this route combination before with different personnel off different play action, whatever, but why don't you just take us through what we have here, this 32-yard touchdown to Riley Cooper.
Yeah, we run a lot of naked and drag routes with our inside receiver, and obviously we have a play action pass going here. We're going to clear with the outside receiver, and then Riley's going to start like he's running the crossing route. Quarterback with the action is going to start a roll, and it looks like we're just throwing your traditional naked route where we're throwing and trying to bring everybody over to Deshaun. But when we get right near the hash, Riley's going to break his route off and then come back out. Tight end's going to go on the backside to protect, and then the running back is going to be in the flats over here, and the quarterback's just really going 1, 2, 3 in terms of his progression. Nick does a great job with his eyes. One of the keys to our play action is our offensive line's been outstanding with protection in terms of keeping the quarterback clean. And most times when you're moving in the direction we're going, everybody's working in this direction, and we're all kind of rolling out and looking to throw back over here, and it's just kind of a throwback play for us that's been real successful for us this season.
But is Nick reading the safety here, Coach?
Yeah, he's reading the safety to start. And as I said, he's really starting here, so he's on 1. So if he can throw the ball over the top, he's going to try to throw
because
the ball
Because you threw over it the over the top to Deshaun in the same formation, same concept last week against Oakland. So, I mean, really, if he squats here,
then we're going over the top. So it's really the progression is he's here for 1, and then 2, if for some reason there's some noise in anybody underneath it, then the running back after the fake is into the flats, and it's just a 3-level read for us.
You call it noise?
Noise.
I like that. Okay. Okay, so here it is. You're going to drag Brent Celek across the formation here. That's not an easy block right there because you're really on an island here coming across. But then just the run action right here really kind of bottles everybody up, and it gives Nick a clean pocket.
And it starts at the beginning. We're doing a great job just running the football. And this is our traditional zone play with LeSean coming on to the left side here and then Brent sealing it on the backside. So it looks just like one of our run plays traditionally, and you get everybody moving in the right direction. And if you get them to commit to the run, then now it's really just one-on-one on the perimeter.
Late in the game here, Coach, obviously this had to be a great source of pride. The 17-play, 75-yard drive to finish it out. I don't know the last time you went 17-75 and just ran the clock out for 9.5 minutes.
You know, we can attack across the front, you know, and I still think we're in 2 tight ends on this side, so there's some concerns from a passing standpoint, but we're heavy run over here with both our tackles over here. So kind of how the defense deploys, you get them to kind of settle down a little bit.
So you're unbalanced right here. You got Alan Barber play great in place of Jason Peters over here, but you really don't have tendencies here because you run away from that and you run to it. So if you're a defense right now, if you're the Packers looking at this, I mean, Nick Perry doesn't really know right now if you're going to it. He's got to play the play.
He does have to play the play. And then the other aspect is with 2 tight ends over here, your secondary support's on this side. So we have no support over there to the over-tackle side because they don't have it. There's no reason to cover over here. So with 2 receivers here and then 1 receiver split wide, we're really in a trips formation with a 3 surface side away from it.
Todd Harriman's right here. They're going to get a run through here by Brad Jones. Mm-hmm. And his ability to come back and throw a chicken wing on him and just kind of pick him off allows Bryce to get to this corner pretty clean.
He does a great job. We're trying to run an outside play, so obviously their angles of departure have to be to get, most of the time, the linebacker's running over the top. They need to feel the down guy and see the linebacker, and it's not a pretty look, but as long as he can get a piece and stop the run through, we've got 3 defenders on the right side of the play. We have 3 hats for 3 defenders. When we can control the edge like that with our tackles, then it gives us an opportunity. And Bryce can really run in or out. It's just an opportunity to take what the defense gives us. And we got to the corner. And then the big part about this whole thing is we literally talked about this 2 days before the game with our guys about 4-minute offense. Even though there's 5 minutes to go in the game, the valuable time that Bryce saves on the clock here by not going out of bounds, by putting himself in a situation where you watch him turn his shoulder, square it up, come back in. Now it's 2nd and 2, but the clock is running.
Let's talk about this interception here by D'Amico Ryans, because it's a play, Coach, that I think you really got to connect the dots on. There's an awful lot of things that have to happen for him to be able to fall back and get this tipped interception.
Yeah, and no one knows any of this when you just kind of see it from the outside. An outstanding play by him. But it starts with Connor Barwin.
No question.
Because the quarterback wants to throw the ball to the right. One of the things that our outside linebackers have to do is be able to disrupt routes. It's a timing offense. As these receivers are trying to depart on their routes, you watch what Connor does and causes a collision, which automatically, as the quarterback takes his first step and is looking this way, this side's already been canceled just because of the jam from Connor.
Well, he wants the flat route out here,
yeah,
and he doesn't let him get it. And so if we just play it to the point where this collision right here takes two receivers out, and I think it allows D'Amico to get his eyes back inside here a little bit quicker.
Yeah, D'Amico's mirroring the quarterback in this situation because we are in zone. So when this got eliminated and Tolzien's eyes come back here, D'Amico can now flip. Now, the next component that occurs here is just a great upfield rush from Trent. And Trent can force the quarterback get into his upfield shoulder and not let him set his feet and throw the ball on time, which flushes him. But when Trent on this combination comes here, we now got Vinny coming inside and then Damon Square wrapping around to not let the quarterback throw the ball. His combination is coming over here. The next component, as we keep going through this whole thing,
right,
is a great undercut by Kerry Williams because he knows in this coverage he can undercut an in-breaking route to make the play on the ball. So now you've got what Connor did, what Trent did, how Square forced him to throw the ball, and then Kerry making a great break on the ball here in terms of tipping it. And then we always talk about running to the football.
Get to the football.
And then the job that D'Amico does to finish it, is it's just great team defense right there.
It is, and none of these guys are in a stat column or anything like that for all the things that they did that allowed this to take place. But I see this trust in the defense, Chip, growing each and every week. I mean, they were gap sound last week against a good back. That type of hustle right there is a result of everybody doing their job to a T.
It is, and the other thing that was exciting for us as a staff is that, you know, a lot of times people are happy with that.
Right.
You watch our guys automatically go into offensive mode.
The
next two bodies you're going to see is Clifton Gathers, and then you're going to see Vinny Curry, because we're trying to create even more. We're greedy. We don't want to just the interception.
Get to the sideline.
Let's see where we can get this thing returned. But you're watching a bunch of guys that understand what we're trying to do. They know we're trying to get it to the sideline. And when you just see the hustle and the effort from our two guys, besides Square and Trent, who forced the pass, you watch Clifton and Vinny come running into the screen, and it's exciting that they all understand what we're trying to get accomplished defensively and understand how they all fit in the scheme.
Coach, it was a complete game, and so it wasn't just offense, it wasn't just defense, it was also special teams as well. And you had a couple plays here where this guy right here, your former Oregon Duck, Jeff Mail, makes a great tackle, but it's a result, really, of a lot of different guys right here. Colt Anderson and Casey here are going to cross stunt right here, try to confuse a little bit of their blocking scheme right now. But I think it's just technically sound, because you can practice this all you want, but to be able to keep that on the inside shoulder and keep that on the inside shoulder right here, it's a thing of beauty, really.
It is. Colt's playing at a very, very high level for us right now. And one of the things we realize with him, because of his speed, and we have speed at the five, is that when we can get Colt down the field clean, and what we talk about is cutting the play off, this return wants to come back out to the field.
But here's the wedge here.
Yeah, they're trying to come back out the field. It was great placement by Alex, and now Colt cuts this play off. You know, I think sometimes people will look at it, well, he didn't make the tackle. His job is to understand in the scheme where this thing is headed. And now, because of where we are, we've kicked the ball outside the hash. Mm-hmm. If our number five from this side can come down the field and cut the ball off and send it back to these four guys, and they do a great job of icing the football. Jeff's allowed to go attack it because he's a two. Mm-hmm. He knows he has a safety player that's behind him. Jeff needs to keep the ball on his outside shoulder so that the ball will fit what we call in the triangle. Najee does a great job buttoning, pressing right here, and escaping off the block in the right manner. And then you got James Casey coming right here. So they do a great job of understanding that if we all cover our lanes and Colt can cut it off, it's going to get forced back to us, and we need to be in position to make a play. And if Jeff didn't make the play, you'll see Boykin's ready to make the play and Najee's ready to make the play.